When Brenda and Mike Brady of Normal decide to do something, they go all in. They take it to the limit, as the Eagles would put it. That's actually their song. GLT's Ryan Denham brings you the story of their lifelong experience as foster parents and now foster dog parents.
The Bradys started fostering kids about 40 years ago. They didn't have much money, but they had a big house. Figured this was a way they could help. Over the next 12 years, they fostered 253 kids. About a third came to the Bradys after physical abuse. Another third were abused sexually.
I used to tell them it's a lot like a desert flower, a little plant that looks pretty, doesn't have much, but just a little bit of rain, and all of a sudden, boy, it blooms and is a beautiful thing. Taking their paper they brought home from school and put it on the refrigerator, it was a really big deal because that just never happened to them before.
The kids all went through what they called Brenda's basic training. How to use silverware, how to pay for groceries, the little things that we all take for granted. It took a lot of emergency kids, phone calls in the middle of the night. Brenda once picked up an 8-year-old from the county jail. He was basically living on the street and had gotten into trouble with police.
Well, I went and picked him up from jail, and the day that I picked him up, he said, "Mama, I feel my feet turning now." And that was the cutest, and we're still in contact with him. He's one of our special kids.
And this was all on top of the regular responsibilities of their everyday life. Mike was working full-time in insurance. They had three biological kids of their own.
All three of them would agree it was positive for them also. I think they got to appreciate what they had a little more and gain some understanding of what's going on out there in the world a little better than a lot of kids.
Their last ever foster kids were tough. It was a brother and sister. They were affected prenatally by drugs. The girl had tremors and terrors so bad, Mike had to quietly sneak in the back door of his own house after work so he wouldn't scare her. But Mike and Brenda, they don't quit.
When we decided to adopt these two kids, we just knew that we were not going to be able to have enough left over at the end of the day for any more than what we were taking on.
By the time they stopped fostering kids about 20 years ago, they had 6 forever kids, 3 biological, 3 adopted.
And that's how we became the Brady Bunch. And his name is Mike Brady, so it worked.
But as it turns out, Mike was kind of wrong. They did have a little bit left in the tank. So a few years ago, they started caring for pregnant dogs and their puppies, a new kind of foster care.
Well, this is the M litter, and it's Molly and Mandy and Misty and
Margo.
This is where radio and podcasting really don't do it justice. Just trust me when I say these little brown and black floofs were adorable. They've fostered 230 dog moms and puppies so far, most recently with Wishbone Canine Rescue. They've taken dogs who were in trouble. Their first was an American Bulldog who was skin and bones. Despite being pregnant, she lost all of her puppies.
People say, "How do you do it?" I cried a lot. That one I cried a lot because she broke my heart. But she just thrived, and she gained weight, and she got healthy, and she got strong, and she's been in a great adoptive home forever now.
It's a little different, dogs versus kids. This time, Mike is retired from the insurance business, and Brenda is working part-time as a nurse.
The puppies, the kids, the mama dogs, everything we have done, give us back more than we give them, or I would not be able to do it.
Their commitment is staggering. Last year, one of their children, the girl they adopted, now all grown up, was very sick with an autoimmune disease. She was being treated at a St. Louis hospital. But back in Normal, they had a mama dog with 9 puppies who wouldn't let anyone else care for her. So Brenda and Mike would commute back and forth almost every day to check on both sides of their family.
And I'll tell you, it was pretty therapeutic after coming back from the hospital and being in that situation that was pretty dire. And to pick up puppies and snuggle with them for a while. They do a lot of good for us, too, you know.
Their daughter, Morgan, passed away last summer at age 26. Brenda and Mike have some experience saying goodbye. 250 foster kids, 230 foster dogs. They all walked out the door.
I can't lie, it's challenging. Some of the kids were a whole lot easier to give up than the others. And it was because of the teenage behavior sometimes. However, we also had awesome teenagers that I just loved to pieces. But anytime they're ready to move on, the puppies, the kids, the families needing their kids back, it's so rewarding, actually. And I constantly say it's better to break my heart letting them go, but knowing that they were loved and cared for and they know what real love is, than staying awake at night worrying about them not being cared for. I'd rather break my heart than theirs.
That's Brenda Brady and her husband Mike, the caregivers. Take it to the limit. I'm Ryan Denham.
This story debuted earlier this week on GLT's new daily podcast, The Leadoff. It's the second installment in a weekly feature we're calling More of That, Please, about unsung community servants. Know someone who should be featured? Submit your story ideas at WGLT.org/leadoff. Tomorrow on Sound.